This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Eric Brandcheck of the Green Bay Press Gazette now joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. And Eric, it's kind of a post-mortem today. It's just, for lack of a better term, it was just an ugly game all the way around. I mean, take even away the bad call regarding, you know, Clay Matthews. It was just a bad game. I mean, I don't know how else you explain it.
Yeah, a bad game. And I think a lot of people kind of overlook Washington. We talked a little bit on Friday that this is a team that you can't overlook. And you couple that with the fact that it was sunny weather and you're coming off of a big emotional game. Which didn't quite go your way. So, you know, getting back up emotionally ready to play a game on Sunday, everybody probably thinks that's pretty easy to do, but it's just not. And, you throw all those factors together and you get kind of a stinky performance.
You talk about not being able to come back from an emotional game that you did not win. It looks like the same thing might have happened to Minnesota as well, as Minnesota obviously did not get a win either. This past weekend when Buffalo comes to call, and Buffalo ends up knocking them off. I don't know what to make right now of, say, the Buffalo Bills. I don't know what to make right now of the Minnesota Vikings. I certainly don't know what to make of the Green Bay Packers. Is it still, I don't want to say a work in progress because we all know that it is. That's too easy of an answer. But is this, are they closer to being reality today, or are they closer to being reality in, say, 6 weeks?
Well, that's too bad. I feel so bad that the Vikings got beat on Sunday. My heart goes out to them and Paul Allen and all those folks. I think they're 6 weeks from now is going to be a closer gauge as to what they end up being. But I got to tell you this. I'm confused by how they look because of what they're doing on offense. Because the we know going into the season, or everybody knows going into the season, that if they were going to be successful, they're going to have to make that scoreboard look like a pinball machine. And probably some people don't even know what that is if you're a younger listener. But anyways, the reality is that they got to put a lot of points on the board. And unfortunately, what happened was when they were putting points on the board, it's always been out of that no huddle or fast-paced, fast-tempo style of offense. And I don't understand why they're not doing more of that. And stay patient. Get the ball out of your hand in 2.5 to 3 seconds tops. Hit the checkdowns. Let those guys run with the ball. And be patient, because eventually that, you know, what happened with Jerron Wallace, and those things are going to happen when you continue. But they just kind of stay, in my opinion, they just got to stay on what's working. And what's working is the short passing game, quick passing, get the ball out of their hand, gash them with a run here or there, and then eventually that one down the middle or down the seam is going to open up when those safeties start moving forward. And I just, you know, I'm confused. It's almost like they don't outthink themselves on offense. And you know what? Do what's working. Move the ball with a fast-paced, fast-tempo offense, and keep that defense off the field.
See, I was saying the same thing, that I didn't understand why they were, you know, Aaron Rodgers was hanging onto the ball and trying to look downfield. And granted, he's made a living like that, and he's one of the best at it. But when you've got a bad wheel, you need to keep guys off of you. I didn't understand why they were trying to go downfield when there was things open underneath. Aaron Jones was open. You had Jimmy Graham that was open underneath. I don't understand why they were consistently trying to go downfield. And I know, look, people want to blame Mike McCarthy right away and say, see, I told you so. No, I mean, there's run-pass options in the line of scrimmage. Aaron Rodgers chooses to do that, and he chooses to check away from some of those check-down passes. So I am not blaming this all on Mike McCarthy.
Me either. I mean, get the ball out. Mike McCarthy isn't throwing the ball. He's not, the quarterback's got to get it out. And I think they got to start, you know, using 80 a little bit more in the middle part of the field, get them safeties to start coming up, throw short. And when they play press man, that's when things are going to happen. If they want to play press man with one over the top, you're going to have some opportunities to get downfield. But be patient and utilize the weapons that they have, I think, is what's been working that, you know, coming out of halftime in the Washington game, they come out, 7-minute drive, doing just that. Balls out, short passes, run a little bit, hit tight end. All those things were working, and then they go away from it. Well, they had a couple of that drop on fourth down, didn't hurt, didn't help anything. But, you know, that to me was probably the play of the game. You know, that's where the game turned. You know, they get that, pick up that fourth down. Now they're cruising. They still got momentum. They score 24-28. They, you know, there's some optimism there. But, you know, I just don't understand why they don't go back to go with working. Make people stop it because no one really has.
So, defensively speaking, Kentrell Bryce, not a good game. We obviously know Clay Matthews in that hit. I don't want to get too deep into that because I think it's crap anyway. But who right now is actually I mean, Kenny Clark we know has played well, but who right now in your eyes is playing pretty well?
On defense?
Yeah.
Ooh. It's a tough question. I think it almost starts with who's not playing well probably is the easiest place to start, but yeah. I guess he's playing well. You get Kenny Clark, I think, is playing well. Unfortunately, it looks like, you know, Daniels, he's still playing pretty good, but there's, you know, he definitely is not as active as we've seen him. I think Williams is playing good at the corner. You know, and I think Jair Alexander and Josh Jackson, those guys are both learning real well. I think they're definitely progressing. And that's really kind of it.
Yeah, I don't see a ton. We were talking earlier that last night it was I think it was Chris Collinsworth that had mentioned, and he was talking more so about, you know, the Patriots and the Lions and such. But he made a comment of, for defenses to really be, say, top 10, you need to have, quote, elite players at every level. And I started thinking about that. I'm thinking, okay, maybe Kenny Clark and Mike Daniels and company, maybe they're just on that level of getting there. Okay, I don't know if they're ever going to be, but they're getting there. But from there back, who's elite? Is there any elite on this team?
No, there's not. There's a, you know, at the safety level, you certainly have some recognition problems there, and some, you know, believe it or not, a little bit with some speed issues. At the second level, at the linebacker spot, you know, Martinez is put into a tough role where he sometimes is the only guy there, but. I don't think he's elite. I don't think he's explosive enough to be considered elite. But he's pretty good. They got Kenny Clark, who's pretty good. And I don't think he's elite. I think if he was elite, he would, you know, we saw an elite D lineman, I think yesterday, if you watched the game at Allen. He had 2 sacks. I would consider him in that elite status. And I think there really is not enough there. They need someone at least one more body at the second or at the back end there that can be elite for them to be a really solid defense. Otherwise, I think they need to play ball control offense and keep the defense off the field.
Talking with Eric Brancheck of the Green Bay Press Gazette, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. One more before I let you go is seeing what Buffalo did going into Minnesota. We had thought, well, maybe this, if they can get the Washington game, get the Buffalo game, and then kind of get things rolling a little bit, you're good to go. Again, going back to the old adage of any given Sunday, ball control is what Buffalo did, and they stymied Minnesota. This is not a cakewalk game, even though I believe that the Packers kind of took Washington a little bit lightly, and I know Minnesota took Buffalo lightly because everybody thought they were the worst team in the league. You can't take them lightly.
No, especially at the holes that they have in the secondary that have emerged with the safety position, they can take shots downfield because they don't have to worry about getting them picked off. The 200 deceptions that's happening are happening at the underneath level, at the hook curl zone. Anything deep, we might as well throw it up there in prayer and see what happens because the Packers have shown right now that they can't stop anything like that, you know, especially when they require safety help from the inside. So you're right. Anybody, you know, everybody gets paid. There's not a whole lot of really bad players on Buffalo. It's, you know, the big question mark was going to be the quarterback position. But heck, they got guys hurdling people and they're throwing the ball down the field. I think it's going to be something that they got to be aware of what's going to happen and find a way to get pressure on that young quarterback because I think sitting back in coverage is going to be a mistake.
Good stuff, man. We will chat again later in the week. Okay.
All right, look forward to it. Enjoy your day, your week.
All right, pal. Talk to you soon. There you go. Eric Baranchuk of the Green Bay Press Gazette joining us for a couple of minutes, breaking things down. Packers taking a loss yesterday, 31-17. Not looking too good in doing so. He joined us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been going to get done. Call them 844-PRIDE to go to schneiderjobs.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.